All right. You know what day it is. You know what time it is. It's midnight on the East Coast. It's 9 o'clock on the West Coast, and it's 6 o'clock here on the beautiful Big Island. As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody. And we are talking 5-2-8. We are talking love today. Today is a momentous, momentous day. You know, I give it up to the Creator. I give it up to the Creator because, you know, a long time ago back in, I think it was 67, June 12th, we had a victory. It is Interracial Couple Day today. It was a long time ago that they put to rest this idea of the mixing of the races. Even the Supreme Court said you can't do this. This is no God in this. And Chief Justice Burger, he just went on ahead and he found for all the people who love and love unconditionally. Hallelujah. Today also happens to be the birthday, and I pray for his soul, the senior Bush. So today, June 12th, and tomorrow is June 13th, which also carries a lot of responsibility for life itself. A lot of major decisions were made. Tonight's show, and you are listening to The Insight Hour on BBSRadio.com with your host, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and co-host, Reverend Roxy Hampton. And tonight, we're just going to let it all hang out. We're going to be evaluating all that has been going down in the news and everything that's gone on with the Love Code Seminar. So without further, and I like to say this, people are always teasing me about this. Without further ado, I want to bring in Dr. Horowitz on this conversation this evening. You there, boss?
Hi there, Reverend Roxy. Great to join you, as always. Thank you very much. Again, I want to thank
you.
Yeah, I love you too, sister. That's awesome. Nice to have you co-host the Insight Hour. It's always makes me feel like it's a well-cared-for program, and I know that you're very responsible, and I really appreciate the insight that you bring to the Insight Hour as a not only a minister, somebody who's really studied the scriptures, but also extremely loving, very capable, very worthy, lovely person. And I'm going to give you some news on the air. You know that
cool,
because
I haven't spoken to you in a long time.
I know. We haven't talked since last Tuesday's program. And, you know, I'll get to some commercials in a couple minutes, folks. But let me just bring Reverend Roxy and the rest of you up to date. We had a wonderful guest last week, and she had shared with us that there was going to be a RAW conference that's taking place in Sedona, Arizona in October. What was the date of that? October the 12th
or 15th? October 12th to the 14th.
Right.
Yeah, through the 14th.
So at the time, I had thought that I wouldn't be able to make it. Well, lo and behold, the woman who had sponsored me or told me that I was going to be speaking up in Canada called me just 2 days later and said, you know what, I'd like to move the date up a week, which would give me the opportunity to go to Sedona with you, Reverend Roxy. So I'll be joining you. Yeah, so we'll have fun in October, and I just wanted to bring you up to date on that. And folks, you know, you can connect with our schedule. Pretty much the schedule is, as of last week, there's been a lot of changes that I'm going to have to get on the internet and update the schedule. But the schedule you can get from drlenhorowitz.com, that's www.dr, that's D-R, Len, L-E-N, Horowitz, H-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z.com. And you'll find a lot of other very, very valuable information on that website and links all over the place. And especially you want a link to what's really hot and happening. It's Love the Real Da Vinci Code at lovetherealdavincicode.com. And there's a whole newsletter section there. In recent weeks, we've not only decrypted the Vitruvian woman drawing of Leonardo da Vinci and written a book and brought a two-hour documentary DVD to the forefront that really has the most profoundly uplifting news. The understanding that the kingdom of heaven is right here, right now, and that we're simply standing in an electromagnetic frequency mathematical matrix of the Holy Spirit flow, which flows through this matrix, comes into us, and it is our reality if we choose it. And so there's a lot of really great things. If you've watched the documentary called The Secret and want to think about using The Secret for prosperity beyond financial, prosperity in all ways, health and happiness and productivity and creative genius expression, all of those things is really what is available to us given the core creative frequencies of the universe, which is the circle in the Vitruvian Man drawing that Da Vinci drew. It's the perfect circle of sound, and it's the nine tones of the mathematical matrix that creates the entire universe. So all of that information, all that revelation, literally uplifts spirituality as well as co-creatorship for optimal divinity being expressed in our lives is available now. You get a free download, free read of Love the Real Da Vinci Code on the internet at that website. Check out the introduction to the Love Code, which is the documentary title, and check out the seminars. There's a link to all the seminars, and we've been putting up some new things, including there's the new seminar flyer, the new Love Code seminar, where I'll be lecturing, joining some other wonderful people, including Scott Huckabee, who's the universal guitarist for the spiritual renaissance. So that information is on the internet, and I highly recommend that you go there. I want to share with you, I spent the last weekend, and this is kind of like a serious topic. It kind of like gives me, it doesn't give me goosebumps, it gives me chills. It gives me a visions and flashbacks to my old life. Many of you have been following my work for the last decade and a half, ever since at least 1990, where I was engaged in health educational outreach projects and exposing the government in cover-ups of various areas in healthcare. I started with AIDS and the AIDS issues, and you know, this whole concept of AIDS-contaminated vaccinations bringing genocide to humanity, I really got kind of like dropped into again this past weekend. I went to Sacramento. I did a wonderful group meeting in Sacramento as a preliminary to train the staff of about two dozen people that we are currently seeking. We're seeking a large team to roll out this whole new initiative to really bring these revelations of creatorship, the core technology for how we need to use frequencies, mathematics, sounds, music, our own words, our voices, our prayers to uplift humanity in an extremely meaningful way using the water. Incredible, powerful, and some of the revelations that I've gotten over the last week are astonishing, including the fact that when I did some additional Bible study on Genesis, wherein I really wanted to seek out the most in-depth truth concerning the name of the Creator, because the Creator said, keep the name holy, remember it always, keep it holy, and yet you've got everybody forgetting it. You've got the Jews who don't want to mention it. They tell you, you've got to say in his name, but they don't want to tell you his real name. Everybody calls it God, but you know, that's dog spelled backwards. That's not his name, her name. So what is it? You know, and so you go back into the Bible in Genesis and you find the name, and then further work, and I did a lot of work on it, and I've got to tell you this. I've come to a new conclusion. That this whole concept of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that Trinity, is really not where it's at with the Creator. You know, you've really got a Creator who is a triune God. That's really what the name in the beginning of the Bible talks about. The Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the beginning and the end, the I am that I am, and the covenant to the people who have faith in the Creator. He has an understanding that it's a triune God. That means there's a Creator, there's the word or sounds or electromagnetic frequencies, which is simply mathematics operating in physics, according to the laws of physics established by the Creator, and that the word sound frequency goes into water. And so the water really is totally sacred, completely sacred, and it is part of God. That's why it reflects the consciousness that it does. Like Dr. Emoto shows that you pray over it and it changes. Just like you pray for Yeshua to come to your side and help you, and, you know, the Son of the Creator comes, never lets people down. The same thing with the Creator. You pray to the Creator, and the Creator comes or sends his angels. So the reality is that you've got a triune God. This was a revelation that I had this past week, and it's really important. I've been working on some extremely important projects. I went to Sacramento to begin to deal with the project of rolling out a whole revolution in the music industry based on the revelations of these sacred tones by which everything is created. So if we have the core creative technology and we want to recreate ourselves in this planet to some semblance of sanity and some semblance of divinity and some semblance of peace on earth where the lion lies down with the lamb and Jews and Christians and Muslims and everybody else, black and white, can get together in peace, love and harmony and celebrate the fact that we're literally connected to divinity. So that is the mission. Many of you who are listening to this program have been on, engaged in that mission. Most of the people that listen to BBSradio.com are engaged in that mission, and all the hosts are typically. You have the directorship, the engineers, the producers, the creators of BBS Radio are fully engaged in this whole mission of bringing some semblance of sanity back to planet Earth. So this is what we're doing on the air every Tuesday night on the Insight Hour, and 24 hours a day you can get a little infomercial for you. You can get archives for $2 a month. You should be getting archives now. The word from BBS Radio News this month is that we are archiving shows live directly into the archives from now on. So that's a great, great news. You don't have to even wait 2 or 3 weeks to get an archive show if that you like. Now you can download it. Basically, for the $2 a month donation, which it is well worth. So the number of things that have been on my plate and, you know, somewhat challenging. I mean, we all go through periods of where we're faced with difficult challenges. And here's the projects that are on my plate. Not only rolling out this greatest news, I think it's the greatest modern gospel, certainly, that's available on the planet today, is the great news that the Creator's blessed us with the creative technology to recreate ourselves, open our hearts, uplift our minds, connect with that love light, let that shine through, let that powerful glow just pour out of us so that we touch people with our countenance, with our resonance, with the music from the heavenly throne that's pouring through us to touch people, to uplift people, to make people heal, just exactly like Yeshua said, that you will do more than what I have done. You know, with only 5.5 years left before the Mayan calendar closes and all the prophets say the end of the world is going to happen, a transition period is about to take place, and the physicists saying that we're going to enter the event horizon and shoot through the bottom of the, through the center of the universe to the bottom side of the universe where the polarity will become extremely shifted. So what's up will be down, what's positive will be negative, and what now is running the show, if you've wondered how the meek shall inherit the earth and how the wealth that's been stored up by the wicked available in the end times to the meek, the loving, the joy-filled, the thankful, the faithful. Well, that's how it happens. It's in a blink of an eye, says the Bible. And the physicists are talking about it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be like in the blink of an eye, we're going to shoot through the event horizon, through the black hole in the center of the universe. And I'm talking about the brilliant work of Nassim Haramein. We haven't received. I've ordered 2 dozen of his brand new videos. He's got about a 3-hour presentation, I understand. I haven't seen it yet, but the fellow is a complete genius, totally brilliant. It's an honor to call him my friend. And when you understand the physics of what I'm talking about, and you see that this mathematical physics genius has put it all together. So integrating spirituality in the science of physics, you really are amazed and very thankful. It's this that we're looking at, and you know, at this time, realizing that we've got this great news, this great gospel, and we want to share it, of course, because what else is there to do with it but share it? And then, you know, I've been trying to, and I hate to use that word trying, because, again, it involves effort. You know, if we give our lives over, give the projects over to the Creator, just like the Secret talks about, you visualize it, you think positively about it, and you give thanks for already it is on earth as it is in heaven to manifest. You know, it's not about trying. It's about simply actualizing, going through the motions and being careful to follow the director, the major boss with the big hot sauce in heaven, who basically puts it out to us and gives us the synchronicities in our lives that we simply need to follow so that the miracles happen. You know, so I've been engaged, as you well know, I think I've mentioned this on a couple previous programs, to bring some of these latest gospels, these greatest truths, to the Jewish Orthodoxy in Israel. I had an invitation to go to Israel this July. I've turned it down because of some other issues that come up, and maybe I'm actually happy that I turned it down because, you know, the steps of the righteous, that's the right standing, are ordered. And if things are not meant to be, they're not meant to be. Well, this week I'm dealing with some very intense communications from people who I would say call themselves Jews who are not. The same problem as those who call themselves Christians who are not. The same problem as those who call themselves Muslims or the faithful of Allah who are not. You know, there's this thing called the human ego and this thing called behavioral engineering and educated into ignorance. So many people are by their traumatic upbringing, and this whole Babylonian kingdom is so insane. Jackie, my wife and I were talking a few minutes ago about how English language particularly simply doesn't communicate all that's necessary for one to really commune, to open one's heart and really connect and have a full, heartfelt, loving understanding of another human being. It takes intuition and it takes a spiritual connection to really have that optimal faith-filled relationship, you know, that communion, not only divine communion with a human, divine human communion, but interpersonal communion for community. You know, this is the reality. We really need to get back to some basics which we've strayed from on this Babylonian planet. And so I've been dealing with some very, very interesting issues as we are bringing the greatest gospel that the planet has ever seen. The great news of the technology and the revelation of how we can literally sing our planet back to the full resonance harmony of love and peace and joy and prosperity through the water. Singing it to the water, literally understanding that the water is part of this triune God. Literally, that's the, you study the name, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the tetragrammaton. It's the molecular structure of the tetrahedron. That's water. That's a water molecule. And so you begin to realize there's consciousness in water. It's the sacred creative juice of the universe. It's the salve pollute. It solves the pollution. It's the fifth note. Ut re mi fa sol, solve pollute, solve the problem, solve the pollution. That's the fifth note of the original musical scale. And of course, the sixth note is la. Do re mi fa sol la, labiaratum in Latin. The lips in English. Singing, using the lips, the creative instruments. Just like the Creator created through the spoken word, so do we. Loving children create through the spoken word and through the song. And raising our voices and uplifting our voices in praise, singing these incredibly powerful healing tones that literally is healing people. You start to just retune your instruments. And by the way, on that website I shared a couple minutes ago, Love the Real Da Vinci Code, there is a now free. Just go. You can listen to the love tone, 528 hertz. It's the center of the universe. It's the center of our love frequencies. It's the center of the not only galaxies, but the rainbow, the color green. You know, your heart chakra is green. The center of your heart chakra is the 528 love resonance frequency. And that's what connects us to eternity. It's just an amazing reality. And that the bringing this whole great news and this full understanding to bear on a planet that's in dire need, we need to work together as brothers and sisters, not as Jews versus Christians, not as Jews versus Muslims, not as black versus white, not as rich versus poor, not as Democrat versus Republican. This is insane. This is part of the divide the sheeple to conquer the flock. Moving the sheep to the slaughterhouses, and that's what's taking place. So with all of those two projects on my plate, guess what happened? I did something I should never have done. I apologize right now for doing it. I turned the damn television on. And what did I see? What did I see? I can't believe. I mean, the Creator, I guess, maybe meant me to see it. But what I saw is the Department of Health and Human Services now have a 24-hour channel. That's right, you heard me. On cable television now, I tried to find it in Dish Network in Northern Idaho. It didn't come in. But in Sacramento, California, it came in. I think it's something new, folks. I think they're rolling it out. But I was stunned to watch the Department of Health and Human Services 24-hour health channel delivering their messages instead of our messages. Here's what they want you to know. They want you to know that a bioterrorist attack is imminent. They're telling you right now that you better be prepared. In fact, the commercials are all about how stupid you are for not having prepared yet. That's right, you heard me. Department of Health and Human Services want you to, the average American, and particularly the black people, 2 out of every 3 commercials on this channel are targeting black people. They haven't gotten rid of enough, apparently. The genocide continues very strongly. The black people have been targeted primarily because they're the oldest race or the oldest type of person, human being, and because they're the oldest, they're closest to the Creator, and they've got more soul, more spirit. That's the only reconciliation that I can come up with, the only reason that I can think of for there to be such a targeting and a hate from the Anglo-Americans against black people. The reality is that we whites are the mutants. That's a scientific fact, folks. Do you ever wonder why black athletes are typically stronger, faster, achieve excellence far easier? You begin to understand it's in the genes. And what's the genes? It's the sacred spiral. And what's that? That's a Tesla coil. It's an antenna to the Creator. And how does it work? Because of the water. The water molecules that create the matrix that receives sound and light signals, just like a homeopathic stores energy and then sends it back out and heals people. Likewise, that's how you fall asleep at night feeling dreadful and wake up in the morning so refreshed, because all night long you've been being blessed by the resonant frequency of the Creator coming to heal you for free, picked up by your DNA. Not really your DNA, that's simply an energy magnifier, amplifier, accelerator. It's being picked up by the creative juice, the God in you. That's right, the tetragrammaton, the yod-hey-vav-hey tetragrammaton, tetrahedron water molecules, the sacred geometry structure of divinity is all bathing your DNA. In fact, your body is mostly this sacred creative juice, this salt water, mineralized water that receives and transmits sound and light signals. So at any rate, I'm watching this, it's kind of like I'm in a Fellini satiricon is what I feel like I'm engaged in, especially when I turn on television. I come from communing with people. people like Reverend Roxy Hampton and the other friends and colleagues that we have that are operating and thinking and feeling and loving on this new level of truth, of relationship, of divine human communion expressing in community. And what happens, you turn on television, you get a rude awakening back to Babylonian insanity, where Department of Health and Human Services wants you to understand that terrorists are going to come expose you to anthrax and botulism. And literally there is a half an hour program that's running over and over and over again that's telling you that these things are happening, that they, of course, had nothing to do with it. It's simply the terrorists. It's simply the insane lunatics, not our own CIA and being operated by British Secret Service on behalf of the global industrialists that literally fear black populations, fear spiritually oriented populations, Jews, Christians, Muslims, people who have the Holy Spirit and the children, the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Reread the Bible, folks. The revelation that I've been getting this week and has been extraordinary. I guarantee you, if you pick up that Bible and you start to read it, it's going to speak to you. It's a living word. It will speak to you and it will give you new revelation. Go back into Genesis. Reread. The covenant is for flesh and blood. Flesh and blood. The life is in the blood. It's the oxygen being carried by the hemoglobin in the red blood cells that are the microcosmic structure of the universe. The toroidal structure is reflected in the sacred geometry of your red blood cell that carries the element number 8, the infinity sign, most powerful healing element on the planet. Now you understand why the petrochemical pharmaceutical industrialists poisoning the air and everything else have depleted the oxygenation levels on the planet from 36% down to currently 17-18%, if we're lucky. Half of God is stolen. Half of the oxygen on the planet is no longer on the planet because of what these satanic lunatics are up to. Revelation is coming so that we can understand that who wants you to know that there's terrorism are the terrorists. Bioterrorism includes the biology of propaganda and disinformation, or the propagandists of attitude and view that you have to be fearful of every new flu. The avian flu is going to come get you. So are the terrorists with their botulism and their anthrax and their this and their that. Meanwhile, when you really begin to have the full pictures and read the books, folks, I've been this last week engaged in putting together a response to the Department of Health and Human Services propaganda, going back into awesome textbooks. I wrote them. It's amazing. I look back on, since 1990, I started writing Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, doing the research for that one. Actually, that was 93 to 96. Forgive me. Must be watching too much TV. You know, I've been going through Emerging Viruses and Healing Codes. I've got them right in front of me right now. DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, as well as Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, and re-looking at all of the truth that I documented and the references and the scientific facts and compare that to what's on television right now in the Department of Health and Human Service lies, the propaganda mill, the spin doctors are putting out nothing but trash, lies that are frightening you. So who are the real terrorists? You know, when we operate in love, there's a whole different reality versus operating in your ego in fear. One is nurturing. The other is literally distorting, deceptive, and deadly. And so which do you choose? You know, so I got plugged back in, and, it's been a while. This is now 2007, it was about 1999, just before the year 2000, that I decided to leave that insane world looking for the keys to heaven. And I spent the last, certainly 8 years or 7 years, looking for what it was that would open those heavenly gates and allow that love, that power of divinity to pour out into this person and humble humanity. And what I found are extraordinary revelations. So the life is in the blood. The covenant of the Creator, go back and reread Genesis, is in the flesh and blood. Over and over again, those two words are used throughout the Bible. And the reality is that these lunatics that were engaged in being challenged by the global industrialists, the Illuminati, for lack of a better word, approximately 13 of the wealthiest families on the planet that are fearful, completely fearful, that black people are going to spread and the populations are going to expand, and that their military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel is going to be jeopardized by a revolution, a popular uprising, that their military officers are going to actually be engaged in this revolution and that they're going to end up losing their power. Of course, their wealth is secondary. It's not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. It's a spiritual war game, and we're dealing with literally aliens. And that is the revelation of the week. I actually presented some of that a couple weeks ago when I presented at the Conspiracy Conference. One of the featured speakers at the Conspiracy Conference this year, I laid out my latest thesis. And folks, it's taken me a long time, I admit it, to embrace an alien agenda. You know, I'm a scientist, Harvard degreed. I want to see the facts. But now as I put together all of the facts, you know, the picture starts to get real clear. That here is my thesis, my latest thesis. You may find it strange when you first hear it. Certainly when I first heard it from a dear friend and a colleague who I respect tremendously, Dr. Gary Tunsky. And Dr. Gary Tunsky was in Hawaii with April Oakes, who's very much engaged in activism for the autistic spectrum disorder issue, where the children have been contaminated with mercury toxicity and been brain damaged now, neurologically impaired. That's the future of our nation. It's the future of our world. Why would any human being with a moderate amount of love in their hearts continue to contaminate our children's bloodstreams with mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, formalin, all of these toxic wastes, these heavy metals that poison and suppress the nervous system, ultimately get this child out of our reality into this other realm where they can't contribute to society any longer. They become a burden to society. Is that sane or is that insane that they persist in doing this? Is that human? Is that loving? Is it empathetic? Is it has any semblance of sanity? No, it is alien to every single positive emotion that we hold dear. If we've had loving parents who instilled in us ethics and morals and values, we can't conceive that there would be people on the planet that don't think like that, more incredibly, that they're in power. And so they're alien. And then you go back into the Bible and you consider Gary Tunsky's thesis that he's still working on, but I'm gonna beat him to the punch here. I'm going to let it out of the bag. You know, when Adam and Eve had that problem with that little snake, that little reptilian that slithered in onto the tree of life and persuaded Eve and seduced Eve, you know, they were embarrassed. They didn't cover their ears because their ears had heard this propaganda, this deception by this reptilian. Nor did they cover their mouths of having conversations with this beast. The Creator came and he saw that they had covered their genitals. What does that tell you? it obviously tells you that what was really angry, what was really a violation, was that the genetics were being literally mutated, recombined and hybridized between a human that had the blessed, loving Creator's touch and some other lesser entity. So what happened? A little while later, not far from this passage in the Bible, is the time of Genesis 6:4. Go back and look at Genesis 6:4 with a new eye. And you will see that the Nephilim, the smaller gods with a little g, not a big G, the other spiritual beings, the extraterrestrials, the fallen angels, some believe they were coming into the daughters of men. And that's what really angered the Creator. It was changing the gene lines. There was a pure covenant to a pure-blooded people, the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob seed, the 12 tribes of Israel. That's the covenant. Those were the people that were created by our Creator. And then there was a half-breed. There was a mutation. And that the flood was done in order to eliminate the mutants. But, folks, again, look again at Genesis 6:4. You will see it says there that these fallen angels, these Nephilim, which gave rise to the Herculeans, the half-man, half-god species, they survived the flood. It says that right in there. I'd never seen it before, but it's there. Meaning that right now, we're dealing with aliens. This is the only thing that makes sense to me. You know, it's the only thing that reconciles how we have such an extraordinary, loving, joy-filled, totally awesome and capable Creator who simply wishes to be in a contract with us to bless us, uplift us, and give us joy and prosperity. And yet throughout the Old Testament, what is he telling the Israelites to do? Go off and murder, decimate, eliminate certain populations. Why would that be? The only reconciliation reason that I could think of is the fact that we're not dealing with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's bloodline. We're dealing with aliens. And that is the only thing that would explain how this magnificent planet, or certainly once magnificent planet, has the capacity to be restored, and it will be restored once again. But this whole concept now, that we're now looking at having to defend everything that was good that the Creator created. All the genetics are being mutated. The genetically modified organisms are bringing hideous mutations to all of our natural agricultural resources. Farmers, organic farmers, are having difficulty raising organic seeds and food sources anymore. You know, we're dealing with such an insane world, and the only thing that I could think of is that it's so insane that it's not even being run by anything godly. It has got to be that we're dealing with aliens. So I'm looking at that as well. I've got to write that project up, and I'm asking for your prayers. I love to have those angels come and simply anoint me more than they already have, because I've got a lot of work to do, and I really appreciate your support. But we've got this whole concept that America, particularly black people, are currently being educated into ignorance by simply turning on that boob tube and thing that they better rush to their medical deities to get their magic pills and potions and their examinations and their colorectal and prostate and breast and all of this other garbage that the satanic lunatics and the medical deities want you to think that you need to turn to instead of our grand creator for your miraculous healings. So that's part of the project. Let me take a couple minutes and thank some of our sponsors. And I really, I'm really pleased that I did the work. You know, it's rare that I get a chance to go back and reread my work. And I've done that this week in preparation in response to this Department of Health and Human Services garbage. And I want to thank the publishing company who's put these books out. And I want to highly encourage you to get these books because they are not just keepsakes, because Dr. Len Horowitz is a special kind of guy that you want to support and his ministry you want to support. But quite honestly, folks, you know, when I reread this stuff, my eyes go, holy smoke, I forgot that. I can't believe I forgot that. Gee whiz, that is incredible, and that's really important to know. And it's life-saving information that we're relaying, and you want to save some lives, don't you? Especially your own, your family, your friends, your children's. So get some of these books. Get Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola. Get DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. Those two books, if you're sophisticated lay readers, that is, above average lay readers. You know, if you're physicians and dentists and hygienists and nurses and people engaged in alternative medicine and healing, get the books Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. Get the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, because I wrote them for you. I wrote them for a little bit more challenging reading because there's a lot of scientific references and a lot of very, very intricate truths, revelations that have a great deal to do with your body electric and your need to keep your blood pure, to keep that spiritual energy, that Holy Spirit power flowing. Get the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and love the real Da Vinci Code. If you're engaging this whole concept that we're spiritual beings, that we're currently engaged in a spiritual renaissance, that the messianic age is virtually a couple months away at this point. We're really engaging this extraordinary time. The Mayan calendar ends in about five and a half years. And it's preparation time. It's spiritual anointing time. It's really an awesome time to be alive and to be simply open and thankful for that Holy Spirit flow and all the spiritual blessings and the answers to prayers that are coming about so rapidly. So if you really want to kind of like accelerate that, get Love the Real Da Vinci Code, get the book Walk on Water, and get the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. And then you'll see my transition, how I went, how this book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse that I have in my hand right now, Dr. Joseph Paleo initiated it. He told me that he prayed for me to come. Well, I came. He answered my prayer for the Achilles heel of the Illuminati, because that's what you get in this book. You get an understanding of the alphanumeric code of the English language, and you get to begin to decipher the Illuminati's code. And once you expose them, just like light being brought into a dark room, they run. So the more of us that hold our candles bright, better off. We're going to save some lives. Anyway, so Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse is certainly for you folks who are engaging the spiritual renaissance, and any musician, please read this because you want to retune your instruments. This was the book that started it all, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. Then get Walk on Water. And by the way, I've been told that for those of you who've thought about buying, if you haven't already done that, the Love Code DVD, the two-hour documentary, I've been told that if you get the DVD Walk on Water, that's the lecture presentation I gave for the Metaphysical Society in Ashland, Oregon, at the University of Southern Oregon there, about a year or so ago. If you get that as well as the DVD called The Love Code, you'll be doubly blessed. and both go hand in hand. I didn't realize that, but we've had several people who have told us they are just wonderful together. So all of these books and tapes and DVDs and CDs, I want to thank the publishing company that's been supporting the work that I've been doing since 1978. Folks, next year, that's going on 30 years, three decades. That's quite a while. And so I want to thank Tetrahedron Publishing Group, Tetrahedron, again, the geometric figure. That's the molecular structure of water and linked, as it is, to the sacred geometry of the Tetragrammaton, the creator's name. Believe me, I didn't know any of this stuff when I named the company. I named it based on Buckminster Fuller, having done a wonderful workshop with Bucky Fuller called Making the World Work for Everyone. That was 1978. But Paris Perez was a good old friend of mine, and together we named this company. We started this publishing company for the benefit of humanity. It's a nonprofit educational company. And we've been in, as I said, we've been operating since 1978, 30 years of doing good in the world. So you want to support me, you want to support the publishing group that supports me, and you'll be blessed. You really will be. I've just been astonished of how these are actual textbooks that are reference books that you can go back to whenever you need them, and sometimes you will. The book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare is really on my desk right now, too, because of the information that's in there. I wrote that for your average Joe, your average layperson, to wake them up to what's really going down. And that is, again, military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel conducting genocide. That's the mass killing or enslaving of people for politics, ideology, or profit. And all three of those are what these people are about. They run the politics of genocide. They profit off of genocide. All of these poisons, these bioterrorist attacks, all of the new cancers and the plagues that they have triggered, the man-made laboratory creations that they've loosed on humanity. This is what's bringing them quite a bit of profit and power. So that whole expose in the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare is something that I would highly recommend and most earnestly encourage you to get that book. Just read. If you don't have the time to read the book, get the DVDs, the documentaries, the DVD presentation I did by the same title, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. Remember, it's prophetically titled. It came out 3 months before September 11th. Few people were talking about globalism and terrorism and toxic warfare before that hideous day. And by the way, I did share with you a couple weeks ago that the latest news that is really powerful. Talk about lights, the light being shined into the darkness and having the darkness flee. Well, there's a friends of ours, dear friends and colleagues, Joyce Riley, Dave Von Kleist, they're about to pop with a brand new 9/11 expose that is awesome, just completely awesome. And when you see it, they've got a slam dunk to show you that those allegedly passenger airlines that flew into the World Trade Towers were not passenger airlines at all. They were military vehicles, and they're now have been definitively shown to be so because they carried pods, these long things. They look like long cylinders or tubes under the fuselage, very clearly visible in these new frames, freeze frames and photography that this documentary is going to be showing. Moreover, you're going to see that they exploded before they hit the towers, so that now the proof in living color is coming to your television screen to show you how hideous the people that we think are our governing, loving officials, the good old Christian Bush, who allows for over 90 cultures for cloning and cell reproduction, yet he calls himself a Christian. And including the whole concept of fetal tissues utilizing these for genetic engineering. This is what your president, who calls himself a Christian, who is not, is doing. And you realize that the Central Intelligence Agency played a major role in the 9/11 attacks. This is what you're going to be witnessing the evidence for with Dave Von Kleist's new wonderful production. So that news, having said that, let me give you a toll-free number to call to get any of the books, DVDs, CDs, and products that we talk about on the Inside Hour. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Lots of stuff is also happening online, and we're involved currently in upgrading all of our websites. It's going to take us probably the next 6 weeks to pretty much finalize it, but we've really begun. We're engaged in it, and it's quite exciting. You can go to healthyworlddistributing.com, and then you're going to see a new website address, healthyworlddistributing.com. Make it a little easier for you. It's going to be called healthyworldstore.com. HealthyWorldStore.com or HealthyWorlddistributing.com. It's the same thing. And, yes, hello. I thought I heard somebody break in. I thought we had a caller.
No, it's you, Dr. Lynn.
Oh, hey, it's you, Reverend Roxy. So I've been blabbing pretty good for this hour of insight. Do you have anything to share before we end? We've got about 5 minutes.
I would not call what you've been doing blabbing at all, Dr. Lynn. I would not. I mean, there's so much good stuff going on. But I do have something to say. And that
well,
is
I'm
that
sure
yours
you do.
Yours truly, for the BBSRadio.com listeners, yours truly is going to be starting to do a regular show on Sunday, come June 17th.
Wonderful.
This is true. And the name of the show is Mission Possible. And
all right.
The anniversary of the Watergate burglary. Can I pick another day any better than that? And my guest for my first show is going to be the Newsom brothers. I mean, I'm going to be interrogating Don and Doug, and I'm hoping that you'll call in, too, so I can wish you a happy Father's Day and you can get in on the conversation. And we're going to be kicking it and discussing Watergate. And then I'll be launching this new show where we will be looking at the news as it relates to the past scandals and all of the crises of the past and how it all ties in together. So it's a historically hysterical, reverent look at the past. And how it shapes our present and where we're going with the future in the harmonic convergence of 20 years now. I don't know where you were in 1987, but I do remember my affirmations for a better world. And the next 5 years are the most crucial for all of us as we count down to 2012. I don't see it as the end. I see it as the beginning. And I'm real excited to be able to be in Sedona with you in October. At the Raw Spirit Fest, celebrating the fact that we have 5 more years left in this play called the Mayan Calendar, and it's exciting.
Very exciting. That's wonderful news. That's wonderful, folks. So, Reverend Roxy, tell folks again what time is the program on Sunday?
Oh, on the program on Sunday is the same time like us. It's 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock in Big Island, 9 o'clock on the Pacific time, and 12 midnight. We'll be going in from Sunday to Monday. So June 17th. Tune in to a new show, Mission Possible, and our guest's going to be the Newsom brothers. You're going to be talking about our commitment to radio and to the whole idea of getting back on track.
Sweet, awesome, love that idea. Awesome, sounds great.
I love it too.
So let me also ask you: are you going to be shipping over some more of the cane juice? And is that available for listeners? Can they order some cane juice from you?
Yeah. They should call 865-908-965-CANE. It's real simple, folks, and we can discuss the terms of getting it to you. It's a wonderful product. We're also coming out with something that's not going to require refrigeration. This is the other thing that's really good, and we'll be launching that, too, and that's the kombucha cane, Dr.
All right.
we are going to be putting a probiotic drink out there that is totally the best on the market, live, just like our pool, and we're going to be making it from the cane. I've discovered that the kombucha yeast love the cane juice, and they just grow robust and beautiful, and it's a light, fizzy probiotic drink, and so that's going to be coming to everybody, and that can be shipped. Of course, all of these things are negotiable in terms of the shipping. The better the price, the more you order, the better the price in the shipping we can send it. And we'll be using FedEx for the first time. I'm going to be using FedEx so we can get it to your door. Just like Matt Anson, you know, we're going to get it right to your door. And this is going to help our ministry, both our ministries, because once people get their lips around that cane, my goodness, what else is there to do?
Yeah,
thank
you know, it would be
God.
So awesome if you were able to ship over to the mainland that world's best sorbet that you make.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, we're going to have to get a central location where we can ship it and then have a distribution center from there. So as you're working over there, we'll work it out, I'm sure, because this is just too good for the world not to have. And
you
raising
bet. I can tell you,
is what it's about.
I miss those desserts that you put together, sister, let me tell you.
I know. I'm going to have to figure out how to get you some. But anyhow, you're
right.
Listening to what? WBSRadio.com, and this is the Inside Hour, and I'm Reverend Roxy, and you're hearing Dr. Len Horowitz. Why don't you get the last word in edgewise and bless these people, Dr. Len?
Okay, yeah, we're pretty much out of time. I want to, again, thank BBS for carrying the Inside Hour. Folks, just call 888-508-4787 or go online to drlenhorowitz.com or Healthy World Distributing. Stay tuned for more. We'll be back again next week, as Reverend Roxy just said, 12 midnight East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, and beautiful Hawaii, it's 6 p.m. that we bring you every Tuesday night, the Inside Hour. Tune in again on Sunday. The new show is Mission Possible. Love you all. Talk to you next week. Bye for now.